San Juan County PhD Operations Report, Pam Hutchins.
Ma'am?
Okay, for the month of July, we, for the district side, July total receipts we posted by the county were $9,073.23. And of that portion, $7,502.63 were property tax revenues. And this is the month where this is the lowest part of the property tax revenues, gearing up to have the property taxes collected in October and then April. $1,000 we received from the Medicare Transformation Project, and we received that through the intergovernmental transfer portion of the Association of Washington Public Hospital District. They prorated it to all of the hospital districts, and we were assured to at least receive $1,000, and that is our dues and fees for the year, $1,000. So we got that money in. And then there were $570.60 that came as a reimbursement from San Juan Island EMS for their portion of one of the last Washington State auditors' fee bills for 2015-2016. The total cash available at the end of July was $819,967.17. Then we come to disbursements. For the month of July, we had $41,651.54. Accounts payable made up $38,578.59 of that number, and there were $2,850 for July payroll of the second quarter of commissioner fees. And they had $222.95 for payroll taxes associated with that payroll. There was no recorded public record costs in July for that. And then the financial performance in July of 2018, based on last month's announcement that we could go from GAAP basis of accounting to cash basis of accounting, I included in your packets the reports from Eden. They were the revenue detail report that shows the revenue coming in for the month of July. There was the expenditure status report, which showed all of the warrants and the expenditures for the month of July. And then there was the fund balance report for our particular fund. We have one fund, and that shows you the beginning cash balance and then the ending cash balance, which I report on. And then I put in your packets a revenue and expenditure by fund report, and that essentially is Eden's representation of an income statement. So when you look at that, I included the month of July, and then I included January through July. And on there, you can see the total revenues, the total expenditures, and then on the second page, it gave you both the numbers, and on the right-hand side of the report is the percent of budget that has been used, and I believe you've been seeing this type of reporting from Chief Martin for the San Juan Island EMS reports. So it is a nice snapshot of being able to look at the revenues and expenses all together and where we're at. And do you have any questions about those new reports?
I love those new reports.
You like them?
Yes.
Okay,
they're
good.
They're much easier to read.
All right, good. So that was the financials. For the operation report, we had At the last meeting, the commissioners voted 4-1 to accept a contract offer from Spring Street San Juan LLC for the Inter Island Medical Center building for $850,000. The 35-day feasibility period is up August 29th. I can report that it is proceeding. I have received no communications that anything is going wrong or what they want. It's just proceeding on course. So at the midnight on August 29th, the 35 days will be up, and past that point, if they decide to pull their proposal, then we would receive the $25,000 earnest money. If they do not, it closes in 10 more days. So it's a 45-day closing.
If they do not.
If they don't, yeah.
Retract their offer.
If they don't retract it, yeah, it's just 10 more days, and then we'll see if it closes.
August 39.
Yeah.
39.
Yeah. I'd like to report the Citizens Advisory Group. They took a little bit of time off the first part of August, have some vacations and different things, and they are meeting tonight at 6:30 at the district office. They will be talking to Duncan Wilson, the town administrator. And then next week on August 29th, I will be speaking with them at the same time, 6:30 at the district office. And as a reminder, their information is on the district website that you can go to sjcphd.org and find a lot of information of what the Citizens Advisory Group has been doing. At the last meeting, the date for the Washington State Auditors coming back to revisit and making sure that we our cash basis is going fine in the fall. Instead of coming November 6th, they're going to come December 3rd so that we can have the same auditor, and it shouldn't take very long, because then that auditor is knows what we're doing, and we stay in constant communications with her. So, and that's all I have. If you have any more questions.
So, since meeting with the superintendent over in Orcas, mm-hmm. have you incorporated what you learned from her over here?
I have. I met with her, Ann Presson, the superintendent for Lopez, and she is the superintendent.
Did I say Orcas? I meant Lopez.
Orcas. And well, she's both now. So I looked at her information. She does use all the Eden reports, the same ones I provided in your packet. So that's what we will be using. And we have to schedule another call with the hospital district auditor that's in charge over hospital district operations to have communications with her about exactly, you know, what forms and what format she wants to see when she comes in December.
Great. Thank you, ma'am. Mm-hmm. Any other questions or comments from the board? Mark? Elisa? Rebecca? Mm-hmm. Warren? Okay. Next consideration on the agenda is seminar on the EMS operations report. Chief Jerry Martin, sir.
Commissioners, before I get started, I would like to entertain if we'd be able to, after I'm done with my reports, if we would be able to go to the revised 2018 budget for San Juan Island EMS, since Chris has another meeting right at 6 o'clock that he has to be at.
No.
If that would be okay.
Does the board consent to that? I certainly do.
Yes.
Okay,
there
you go.
Thank you. So as far as our financial report, we had 114 calls in June, 651 per day. So we're about 3% higher than we were last year. Average EMTs per call, 2.77. We had 26 transports for Island Air, 14 for airlift, 0 for the Coast Guard, or 0 for the Navy, and 1 with the Coast Guard. That this was a patient that transported the patient here, and then picked up our paramedic, and then flew our paramedic in their Coast Guard helicopter down to Boeing Field. So we had one of those.
That was at Rose Harbor?
No, that one was here at Friday Harbor. Our response times were within our benchmarks, and I'll turn it over to Chris for the financial review.
I have this habit of wanting to push this thing over. All right, so we're 58% into the year, and these numbers here in the report where we're comparing to budget, I actually updated those to the revised budget that we're going to be presenting. So I didn't think, if we're presenting a new budget, I'm assuming it's going to get approved. I didn't really see the point in using the old budget, so keep it all in the same perspective. So currently we're sitting on revenue of about, pretty much right on budget, 59% of where we're at on budget. So we had 74,000 for the month, and 1,275,000 for the year. And as Pam said, we're kind of in the low portion of our income from the property tax revenue, and that'll start picking up again as they're due in October. So the and then our expenses for the year are currently just below budget, just under 185,000 for the month, which is pretty consistent month to month, with a total of 1,121,000 for the year. And currently our cash reserves are sitting at $834,000, which is about almost under 5 months of our budgeted expenses for the year, average budget expenses for the year. So we're, right within guidelines and reasonably healthy there. I don't know if we want to go, you want to finish your report, or then we'll jump into the budget stuff. First of all, anybody have any questions about this month's financial results at all before I hand that up?
Well, I wanted to mention, this is something that we spoke about yesterday.
Yes.
That I feel that getting these reports day before or day of isn't really enough time for
yes.
to look at them. So we talked yesterday and agreed that these would be presented to the board like the Friday before the meetings.
Yes.
As a goal.
Yeah,
for the future.
Yeah, we can try to do that. Like we said, we don't often get these till the. We get, there's a few days that it takes from the county, and then we have to digest them and get them into our reports too. So, as best we can, we'll try to have those to you sooner.
Yeah, it'd be nice to have the weekend to look them over.
Mm-hmm. Certainly.
Would it help if we met on the first Wednesday of the month as opposed to the fourth Wednesday of the month?
I don't think that would make that big of a difference.
Okay.
I think that would make
worse.
Yeah, make
then
things worse.
Be off.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
I'm just asking. I'm not proposing. Yeah. I'm just asking.
So we've been working with the ACH, the Cannibal Community of Health, and we've been writing several papers along with other departments, not only fire departments, but other departments looking for the ACH monies. And we have just received here just at the end of last month, at the beginning of this month, $28,000 from the ACH that we are looking at using for, that we're holding right now, using to see how we can fit this into our region-wide community services. One of the things that we're looking at doing is getting a regional training program that we could get our medical program directors, our electeds, and our partners involved in this to define, show, get input from what community paramedicine is going to do and how we need to do it. So we're holding on that. There's another paper that is due here in 2 weeks, 3 weeks, that we need to be writing out for more funding for this. So stay tuned on that. The ground emergency medical transport, that was a project that we worked on at the beginning of this year, and it's been something I've been reporting on, saying it's coming, it's coming, it's coming. Well, we've got our first check from them this week, in fact, and it was just shy of about $20,000 for the additional revenue that we get for Medicaid transports. And so we're looking at that. We have to report that on a different line item. So all our GMT money, we have that accounted for separately from our normal cost. Generally, a cost for a transport of a patient on Medicaid is $115, and then probably about $5 for transport. So this is a big, significant help in pay. The staffing, we've been looking at that. We've been looking at wanting to put in monies, look at what's going to cost us for putting in extra EMTs, so that way we have them at night. So that way when we do have the island air transport, or we have the airlift transport, we have a person that's ready that can do that. We're also looking at having that patient or that person be able to get the rig out fast, so it would lower our response times. So we're looking at that, and we'll be talking about the amended budget here in a little bit. But also in our staffing model, I met 2 weeks ago with the University of Washington Paramedic Training Program about their paramedic training, along with the other departments in the North Region. And so we're looking at possibility of maybe sending a person to training in 2019 is what we're looking at now. Bellingham Technical College is starting their paramedic training program up again, which should be starting January 1st, 2019. And I've talked to their person that's the administrator for the county, and it sounds like that's what they're going to be doing for them. So Homish County is also looking at starting a paramedic training program, but their program is going to be probably ran through Central Washington University's program. So we have some different options of going in there. University of Washington, which is the jewel of paramedic training program, they're limited by 24 students each year, and their first goal is to get their King County and Seattle County paramedics trained up first. Community-wise, we've been really going strong on first aid and CPR classes. Last night, we had a class that involved the county high school coaches and also law enforcement. So it was one that I was pretty focused with on them. We're looking at a wilderness first aid class, and then we just finished up with the fair last week. So it's been a pretty busy month. No information from the CID. They haven't given us any. The Attorney General's office. What's been indicated is that we're on the very bottom of the pile. So it'd be nice to get this done, but the fact that we're not the top priority in this, I think, mentions where we're at. I'm sad to let the commissioners know that our administrative assistant, Tina Tillman, is going to be leaving San Juan Island EMS. She's been with us since November 2016, and she has been phenomenal. She's been a quick learn. She's been efficient. She has worked weekends and holidays. And to top it off, she's just a nice person.
Thank you.
Tina?
Thank you.
We got this.
Somebody get the flowers.
I saw it. I was like, who's pretty flowers? And she's like, oh, that was excellent. Thank you.
In finding a replacement for Tina, we got applications from over a dozen people. We interviewed five, and I'd like to introduce to you Valerie Turner. Valerie, can you stand up? Valerie has extensive experience working for accounts receivable. She's been working for insurance companies. She's very organized. She also is a volunteer team leader for Hospice of San Juan Islands. So she is very much connected with the islands. So she's been working with Tina this week. And Tina has also agreed to come back to during our payroll to assist in the payroll stuff. So we're very lucky to get Valerie to step into this. So, Valerie, thank you very much.
Thank you.
I also want to introduce you guys, if you haven't met her yet, is Katie English. Katie is our EMT that is taking over Caitlin's spot while Caitlin goes on maternity leave and she's on night duty. So Katie has started August 1st. And she is currently, she has been working at the hospital. She's been an EMT now with us for 2 years and is very much liked and respected by our group. So Katie, thank you.
Katie.
We've been working with other departments. We've been working on ALS and BLS protocols. We haven't got anything back yet on either one. Water rescue has been one that we've been working on, and that we're looking on having a upcoming meeting with the Coast Guard on September 11th in Bellingham over responses on what's been going on for the year, what's needed, and we're also looking at having a hot wash on the Outer Island response with all the departments that were involved in that, which included Orcas, Fire and Rescue, the Coast Guard, Dispatch, Airlift Northwest, and so we're looking at getting together and to do a quality assurance on that. Community paramedicine, we had a meeting of that in August. With several departments, we also met with the ACH. We had a meeting over in Everett for 2 days. Kyle and Laney were there at that, just a host of information, networking, and how we are going to be able to work together with our programs, with the other programs of the ACH. So I've talked to Olivia. Hosloop about becoming our supervising physician. I talked to her at the end of last spring, and she said she was maybe up for a position as a medical program director over there in Port Townsend, and she wanted to think about it during the summer. We've been in contact, we've talked. She has given me a tentative okay to start this. So I've sent her a contract and haven't received it back yet. So that is very, very positive. And finally, at the last commissioner's meeting, Commissioner Lindstrom, you indicated we had a discussion over the medical supervision and that I dropped the ball on hiring Dr. Sullivan as the supervising physician. That task belonged to me, and that I didn't follow through. And there's also discussion with some members of the audience that we did not have any medical supervision during this period of time when Dr. Stone was relieved of his duties from Dr. Sullivan. And first off, we did have medical supervision, and that was Dr. Sullivan. So we did have that. We didn't have the supervising physician, which is not mandatory by the state. But anyway, and on the ordinance of January 8th, it indicated that that was the hiring of Dr. Sullivan was going to be you and Commissioner Williams. Mm-hmm. That was
we were meant to write the contract.
Right, yeah. And I was not tasked with that at all. So I just want to make that clear that task was not to be completed by me.
That's fine. I do. I was CC'd on the emails that between you and Dr. Sullivan, where you indicated to him that you were opening the position up, and that he was welcome to apply.
Yes.
So my point was, in our previous meeting, was that the board had voted 5-0 to indicate that we wanted him in place, and that didn't happen.
Yeah, and he indicated that he was interested, but that's as far, but he did not apply.
Mm-hmm. It's too bad. Yeah. I hope something works out soon.
I think it will. All right, I'm going to turn this discussion over to the amended budget. Chris?
All right. So that is actually in this big packet here, starting on page 21. Thank you. So the changes that we're making in here, there weren't any huge significant changes. The biggest changes really kind of reflect more or less an in and out. In that you'll see right on page 21, it's easiest to see that there's a increase in the public hospital district reimbursement of $41,000. That is basically to cover the total costs. That means salary, payroll, taxes, benefits, and all that stuff for Nathan, as he went full time. Oh, are we not on?
Well, we've got two. So
we have, okay, so
we have two.
Actually, I'll point out, so that other one, there was some extra pages printed, I think, in that. You can...
The page numbering is different. Yeah, the large.
Gotcha. Well, let's just go to the one that's in the big packet with the, or we can go to that one if you want.
Dr. Edwards,
let's be consistent. The large page numbers.
Page 21. So the resolution has the page 1, 2, 3. Yeah. The packet has the 20s.
Okay, go ahead.
20s.
Yeah. So
same one. Page
okay.
1 is page 21.
Yes. So. Okay. So we're all on this.
Yeah.
It's all the same stuff. Okay. So, all right. So basically, we're update because we cover EMS does all the payroll or includes the payroll for the district for Pam and Nathan. So that and then the district reimburses EMS. So it's kind of an in and out pass through. Situation there, so we adjusted the budget to reflect that. Made an adjustment for we added in that we'll be getting a an increase in grants from the ACH, and And then we also updated for what, how we ended the year, in other words, what we started the year with in terms of cash, increased that by about $43,000. And then in terms of changes for on the expenditure side, we have made an overall, we've got a increase. If we're going to be, we've got salaries going up mostly for covering, once again, Nathan going full time, as well as bringing on Katie to help cover as a, you know, an additional EMT to cover the Caitlin's maternity leave and while she's also on light duty. Other taxes and benefits go follow through on that to reflect what basically what we've found to be the actual cost for the rest of the year. You'll see payroll taxes actually go down a little bit, and that's basically because of just calculations and changes in L&I rates and such. So benefits got changed just a tiny bit. Overall expenses, you know, we made a little some adjustments here and there, but overall our overall expenses seem to be kind of flowing about where we expected. One item that we've kind of cut back on in terms of expenses, there was a plan to do a building upgrade for the locks and key card access and such, and we've put that off. So also you'll see at the bottom of page 21 there's a kind of a reallocation in the amended budget for the reserves to better reflect where we would actually where those reserves are actually allocated to. So you know, the building loan payment reserve is pretty much a kind of a statutory thing that we have to have. We set aside 1 year for 1 year for 1 year's debt service in that a reserve for that. Although I didn't actually ever see where that was in the loan documents that we needed to have that. That's something that the auditors insisted on. And then the rest of that down there is the basically vehicles and equipment. So we didn't, you know, we've shifted away, setting aside an extra $100,000 for doing excess payments on principal, since we feel like that money's better allocated towards making sure that our equipment's up to date. And then that leaves the rest is basically our operating cash to finish the year on.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
The ACH grant shifts $45.
Yes.
Bless you. I thought we were at 28.
That's what we have received so far.
Oh, okay.
And the initial told to us was it would be roughly $40,000, and the ACH has not determined what that total number is going to be.
Okay.
Excuse
me. So we are at 28. And then with the payroll taxes, when I was looking over things yesterday, I noticed the unemployment tax had gone up quite a lot. Where is that listed here? Is that under payroll taxes? I'm seeing that there's a decrease, but there's...
You know, I may have made an error on that part of the spreadsheet, because, you know, that looks like... I may have actually made an error there, not adjusting that up, because, no, the unemployment is... did go up this year as a reflection on there was an employee that had left a couple years ago that there was finally kind of a catch up on that for unemployment paid on that. So I can provide those numbers. It's not going to be a material impact on the budget, but I think it's basically, yeah, last year was about $1,000, and this year it's probably going to be about. I want to say it's going to be maybe $3,000 or $4,000. So overall, our unemployment insurance is actually the rate we pay for unemployment is pretty low.
Sure, and if you don't have more points, we'll go back down.
Exactly.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I just was curious why it was in there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And also one thing to highlight too is this plays out or this reflects some of our changes in our the health insurance and because our plan year for our medical and dental and life insurance goes through is it through April or is it May?
June 30th.
I'm sorry, July, the other month. But basically, our increase is, for the year really wasn't too bad. I think it works out to being about 7%. So, yeah, given that the year before it went up by, I want us well over 20, that was a welcome news. Any other questions? All right.
Rebecca, we lost our chief. You're in charge.
A question on the EMT class for 2019. Mm-hmm. Getting response to the present.
Yes, we are. We've had some people pick up applications, and I think we've got one application back. But the close day we have. We're letting it open for a bit. So we're. But we are getting a good response.
How large of a class do you desire?
Is Wishon still here? Wishon?
So it just depends on the quality of candidates. We probably would have a class 12 or less. People that are committed that are going to do a great job.
Okay, thank you.
So I do have a question. Is your projection and scenario, it'll be fast. Your projection and scenario analysis, is that like we're going to look at that isn't included in the budget numbers when you are asking for?
Which, where are you looking at that?
I am looking at, who knows, it's the second to the last page in the old one.
So I think there were some pages printed out that were not, and I made a mistake in not communicating that one to Nathan, that I think there were some pages in there that were kind of more of my fooling around with numbers in the Excel to see what different.
And actually, we will probably deal with this in the actual budget in November.
Yeah, some of that is forward-looking. Okay. And some of that was basically looking at what's the, like, one of the things that we've talked about is what does it look like if, you know, we needed to have more EMTs here and brought on more full-time EMTs, what would that look like? And basically looking, kind of playing around with some of those numbers. And it was just, so some of those are kind of more my notes in the overall big Excel file than what we're actually reflective of the budget.
I don't have any more questions.
More questions?
No.
Okay. Can board hear a motion to accept resolution 18-492?
So moved.
Second.
Does that require the amendment of the pages?
No, there was no amendment. They were just
no, they just, you add 20 to that and you get the same page.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a problem we've seen before.
Second.
In any event, we have a motion on the floor and a second. Any discussion? Call for a vote?
Annalisa? Oh, I was just thinking I'd like a little more time to look this over before I vote on it.
When does it start? Doesn't it start now?
Well, it's due.
I mean, it's amended.
September 1st, is it not, Jerry?
No, that's a 2019 budget. But this is an amendment to this year's budget.
Okay. So are you suggesting we postpone this motion then?
Yeah, I'm just wondering, can I have time to look at this? Can we vote on it at the next meeting?
That's up to you, the commissioners.
Okay, well, what will happen to the changes? I mean, if we're increasing or decreasing some issues, will is
I'm not expecting any numbers would actually change from the budget side.
I didn't think so. Okay. So it's no. Probably not going to change any. And then in another month, we're going to get the new one.
I think Lisa's earlier comment about not having long enough time to scrutinize this. I mean, I really went into scramble mode today. It spent hours on this. Mm-hmm. I actually discussed a few questions I had with the chief, as did, I think, Rebecca. And so I would be in favor of postponing until next month's meeting, no problem.
Yeah, I just didn't have time because I was at work this morning.
What is the consensus of the board? All
what
in favor
does Pam
of
have to say about that?
I just want to add that Chief Martin did send out this information on Sunday, but there was some kind of technical glitch or what was going on, and we, none of us realized that nobody got it until last night. So we came in last night, you know, so he did have and
sure.
Plan to get it to you earlier. It just didn't.
But that said, there's no downside to postponing. Is that right, Chief?
That's correct.
And Chris? Okay.
Great.
So you go along with that, Mark?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Rebecca?
I've already reviewed it, and so I suppose if other people haven't, I will go along with that. And you already reviewed
yeah,
it.
Yeah, darn tootin', but Lisa, who's our financial overseer, secretary,
so,
you know.
So I guess I'm just concerned that in September we're going to get the new one and we're going to do the amended budget and then we're going to be looking at the
I think September, no, numbers. I don't think we're going to be presenting the 2019 budget until the October meeting, right?
I think we need to be doing it for September's meeting.
Okay. The first draft.
So that
yeah.
The first
be
draft, yeah.
That we're going to be doing both and that's just, I just think that's a little complex. So overview-wise, these amended, I mean, the numbers and everything,
It's overview-wise, I don't think there's anything in there that's a material change to the budget. You know, it basically just reflects that we're getting this new ACH grant. It trues up some other numbers. It also reflects that there's additional money going in from to cover some payroll from the hospital district, and as well as the one of the EMTs going on maternity leave and having coverage on that. So those really are the biggest changes. The rest of it is, none of it comes to a, real material level. I guess the other change is just at the beginning, we ended the year in a better position than we had budgeted, and so it's adjusting what our beginning cash balance to what was actual and in the ending cash. So.
Your decision.
Oh, I just want to have a little time to read it over. Okay,
it's
fine.
Just the respecting the time here, I appreciate that meeting at 6.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's actually my wife has a board, she's the board president of a preschool, and I have to be home for the preschoolers.
So I have no more questions.
Well, we're deferring consideration for this, so I think you're off the hook. Is that correct?
Yes.
We have a majority of the board, if not a unanimity, so. So be it. We'll see you next month.
Okay.
You gentlemen.
Any other questions on this at all then, or we're good?
Good luck with the preschoolers.
Thank you.
They're just my kids.
They're okay.
They're pretty good.
Well, you don't have good luck with those kids. Sorry.
What's that?
No, I'm nothing.
Oh.
I'll correct that.
Sometimes I don't have good luck with that. I think I'll get luck too.
Okay, very good, Jerry.